Live in the studio, Matt Harlan and Rachel Jones. Hi there.
Night when I find myself too wound up to calm myself, I sit and I listen and wait for the whistle of a slow moving train.
When the light of the day's gone dark and inspiration's a dying spark, I wander alone where the poets have roamed to seek their own way.
And I can picture the miles of track headed northbound and coming back. Old conductors in rusted cars, but all the hobos have long since passed. So I can't hitch a ride myself. Worried, I find myself with my ears trained to listen and wait for the whistle, the slow moving train. Wish I could stroll away and leave the wreck far behind me,
but I can't hardly roll away with all that's buried inside.
So at night when I find myself too wound up to calm myself, I sit and I listen, wait for the whistle, slow moving train. I sit and I listen, wait for the whistle, the slow moving train.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're from Texas, both?
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And Raven Hotel, is that a famous hotel in Houston?
It's a really awful hotel outside of Nashville.
Okay.
it's a place you don't really want to find yourself staying too often.
Mm. All right. I remember that. I saw your capo doesn't cover all the strings.
Yeah, there's a it's kind of like a folk secret weapon, you know, it only covers a couple of them, and then you can almost get like a alternate tuning kind of thing after.
Okay.
It's I don't use it all the time, but sometimes I do on a couple of songs.
Hmm.
It's kind of fun, you know.
Yeah. Didn't know it existed, but.
Yeah, sort of. And then sometimes I'll just take the regular one and turn it around to leave one string open, kind of like a droning thing.
Mm-hmm. And you're playing a flat pick, yeah, style.
Yeah, right? Yeah, a lot of the time, and sometimes I play with my fingers, but not as much these days. I don't know. Sky's two shades of purple from clouds and city lights. Sit alone on a cold stone bench on a warm November night, thinking everything starts so simply in this world and in my mind. But old time ties it all together just like a mist creeping by. And if I drank to find an answer, screamed to calm my mind, I'd just be slipping farther. All along that line. But I don't celebrate my madness, cry for my mistakes, but it's just too hot for November. about to drink. Got me desperate, got me swinging at the knees. And these hands can't feel to keep a hold in the wheel through this high, lonesome breeze. But if forgiveness is the high road, who's to say you're there? Oh, but I've been walking lower, darling, dragging hard on this killing air. But in dreams I do. How solid life must seem. You're the clouds that taste every drop that we waste before it melts back into the sea.
Why does anyone play music? It must be awful to off a living, or
right. I think just because I wasn't happy doing anything else, you know. I went to school in Austin and got a job as soon as I got out of college, and you know, I was making way too much money for a 23-year-old, and I still wasn't happy. So I had to stop. I had to stop and go do what I wanted to do, and I've been happier since.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, she
goes for you too, Rachel.
Yeah, I would rather have a happy husband than an unhappy husband with money. So,
yeah.
This morning, just a whisper on my lips, but you know my head was screaming loud enough for two. And after trying so damn hard to drive the day out of the night, you know the sun came round to find me, collect the debt that's due. And he told me I was keeping too much time to sleep inside, as I went walking out on Main Street with my eyes all open wide, and I was hungry for a taste of something I was hiding for a time. Tried to start a revolution, and all I got was this old rhyme. You know, some days you wake up wrong, you're like a half-developed song, all your pieces that don't seem to get along. Still you rise to face the day with all the rules and all the ways. You try to keep yourself from bending close to breaking. Take stock of all these chances you are taking. Hey, when all you got is questions, pocket full of time, you know it's hard to keep from ending up down on the welfare line. There's so many roads to choose from, why you just can't tell, but all the boys down at the crossroads say that this one leads to hell. But you know, last night at the bar, I guess I made more than I spent, but all that money ain't enough to pay the rent. Sure, it adds up in the tip jar, and it's enough to buy some smokes and rent a cheap motel. And if that sun comes up tomorrow. I guess it's just as well, cause we're just trying to get a glimpse. Take a look under the sheets and there'll be time to make a face for all the faces that you meet. All in time for sharing secrets, wishes we have made. There'll be time to lay your head down in the shade. Some days you wake up wrong, you're like a half-developed song. All your pieces that don't seem to get along. Still you rise to face the day with all the rules and all the ways. You try to keep yourself from bending close to breaking. To take stock of all these chances you are taking.
Kids, or
we don't have any children. Thankfully. But yeah, I know he actually gets to go more often. I have a job at home, and I go when it makes sense to go. I go often on the weekends, and I try to go on these types of tours.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll be in San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, and you know, West Texas, Louisiana, all in the same week, and I can't do that. So,
Do you have a band sometimes? Or
sometimes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I sit in with other people in their bands, which is a lot of fun too.
They play guitar in them.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is it's kind of even more fun sometimes, because then I don't have to be the guy out front. You know, I'm just sitting back and playing along. But yeah, sometimes we've got it ranges everywhere from, like, you know, we'll just add a fiddle, or sometimes we'll add the full, you know, drum, bass, guitar, you know, mm-hmm. accompaniment. But it just depends on the shows. I like to change it up,
yeah,
as much as possible.
Do you write a lot?
I try to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have, you know, some people have like a schedule where every day, you know, at a certain time they sit down and they write. And I don't really do that so much. I take a lot of notes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'll write a word or two down here and there that sort of strikes me, like I'll enter a note in my phone or something, come back to it way later. Or if I'm driving, I'll just sing into my phone and come back and check it out, see if it made any sense or not.
I notice that he writes more whenever he's been driving a lot more.
Hmm.
So
it's like the only place I can kind of just be by myself and not everybody judging me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you write, Rachel?
I don't write. I take what he writes, and I sort of arrange what he does. And I really like arranging songs and adding harmonies, and sometimes bossing him around on his song, but not really. But I like to take the art and sort of make it.
Lately I've been thinking on how I ain't no perfect man, cause he had lived and died so long before I walked across this land. But still I see the shadows and I try to fit inside. My old sheep was badly bent before I knew my wrong from right, so I tried every day to make one less mistake and give you all you say you wish you had. But I ain't got no time machine for when you say that you wish we never met.
It's hard to be your lover, and it's it's hard to be your friend. You don't offer no forgiveness. It's a game nobody wins. Still, I broke that law so sacred. I broke that old golden rule. You know I never would want done to me the things I've done to you. So I try. Give you all you say you wish you had, but I ain't got no time machine. When you say that you wish we never met,
saw me and Jesus have in common is long hair, and that I love you even when you tell yourself that I don't care. Still, I did not come to save you. I could never be so bold. I just wanted to stay with you till we both grow tired and old. So I tried every day to make one less mistake and give you all you say you wish you had. But I ain't got no time machine. When you say that you wish we never.
Did you grow up with this kind of music? Let's call it singer-songwriter or whatever.
It was always around, but I didn't really take to it until later. I used to really be more into like the rock and roll kind of thing. And I was always in like kind of heavier sounding bands and stuff.
So you didn't like Townsend Sound and people?
You know,
like
not
that.
Until later, but you know, it's funny because Townsend was actually one of the ones that brought me around, you know, because I grew up, I spent a lot of time in a very country kind of area, and I guess when I was younger, I was rebelling against that. You know, I didn't want anything to do with it. And then one day, I was driving around after I was in college, and a friend of mine was playing some CD or the radio, and it was Poncho and Lefty, the Willie Nelson version, you know, Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, and I was like, man, I like this song a lot, you know. And he goes, oh well. You know, if you like this, you'll probably like the other stuff that he's done. I was like, well, of course, it's Willie Nelson, you know? And he's like, no, not Willie Nelson, but the guy who wrote the song is this guy named Townes Van Zandt. You should check him out. And so that was, you know, an amazing thing to me. I bought that, it was two albums that they'd smashed onto one. It was High, Low, and In Between and the late, great Townes Van Zandt. And for a while, they were releasing them together.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought that and just fell in love with it, you know? Around the same time, Gillian Welch album Time the Revelator had come out, and I for some reason I picked that up too, and those just kind of turned me around, you know. All of a sudden this became an obsession for me. And
so you left rock and roll?
I did, yeah. I was still playing in a band at the time, and I remember I showed up at the last gig with a cowboy hat on, and they kind of knew that I was going to be leaving.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, man. Enjoyed. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
full moon in the sky above the Raven Hotel. And I'm locked out of my room again. Stumbled into the lobby, saw an old friend from a distance. It was nearly hard to tell if it was true. Said it's been a long time and it always seems to happen. All the months turn into lost phone numbers, people move around. The second hand was twitching when I asked about his family. The room was ready for his check-in. Said I'm living in my own world now. You can stop by if you like, 'cause I'll forget to call and I'll forget to write. Between the airports and the hotel rooms, I spend 3 nights in 10 in my own town. But nowadays that's settled down, I'm in my own world now. Well, you know it's not that often, if you really know me well. The times I'm feeling lucky for, the things I take for granted. So to see a knot untwisted and a poor man come unwound, I think of you. My guitar's on the bed like some old preacher at confession. Just there for conversation when there's no one left to bother. So I ask him if he thinks he'll be there when I'm home in Houston. But the holy wouldn't steal. I did not have an answer, 'cause I'm living in my own world now. You can stop by if you like, 'cause I'll forget to call and I'll forget to write. But if you need me, you can find me out there, playing at the bar somewhere in town. Until they shut it down, I'm in my own world now. Well, the bottle's halfway empty at 11:15. It's the only way to sleep inside these temporary cages. And the late night men are desperate as they try to bring some light into the room. Tomorrow we'll be out among the modern population. We'll call home if we have the time. Good morning. It's hard to wonder if we're not all products on a shelf when the moon is high above the Raven Hotel.
Matt Harlan and Rachel Jones, You're the Slow Moving Train, Warm November Night, have developed song We Never Met and Raven Hotel from the last CD from Matt. Matt Harlan en Rachel Jones uit Texas dus. En ik vroeg hem waarom hij zo'n rare capo had, want die capo die bedekte niet alle snaren. En toen zei hij, oh, dat is voor de stemming. En dan heb ik een andere stemming. Zit hij meteen in een andere toonsoort. Ik wist niet dat ze zo capo hadden trouwens. Hij zit in de muziek omdat hij niet om het geld is. Dat hoeft hij daarvoor niet te doen. Dan kan hij beter wat anders gaan doen. Maar omdat hij het gewoon wil. Hij speelt gewoon omdat hij er lol in heeft. En zo wordt het ook eigenlijk. Het is een stel zonder kinderen. En Rachel die gaat mee en schrijft zelfs geen dingen. Maar ja, verbetert hier en daar dingen die Matt schrijft. En hij schrijft zijn liedjes overal. Vooral tijdens het reizen. Korte notities neemt hij maakt hij dan. Hij speelde eerst rock and roll en was pas later geïnteresseerd in singer-songwriters als Towns, Van Zandt. En die hebben hem ook heel erg beïnvloed. Met Harlan en Rachel Jones. Ik zal de speellijst helemaal opnoemen. Er zijn een paar die al geweest zijn, maar goed, dan weet je dat ook. Donderdag 3 april in Bree in België bijvoorbeeld. Met Harlan en Rachel Jones. Vrijdag 4 april in Amen. In Cultureel Café De Amer. Zaterdag 5 april de Lage Vuurse in The Woods. Zondag 6 april in Tiel, landgoed Teddingsweert. Maandag 7 april in Eindhoven, meneer Frits. Dinsdag 8 april in Heerlen, Cultureel Centrum Heerlen. Vrijdag 11 april in Koudekerk aan de Rijn, Under the Tree, een singer-song evening. Zaterdag 12 april in Elklo in België, in N9. En zondag 13 april in Hoorn, A Small Town Music Walk, number 4. En Gordy Tentries komt dan ook en die zullen we volgende week live hebben hier. Evenals Dan Byrne en die speelt 27 april, zondag 27 april in Hoorn, Huis Verloren. En maandag 21 april in Paradiso, Amsterdam. En Dan Byrne, die klinkt zo.
When I vote Democratic. Sometimes further left, like peace and freedom, or even libertarian. I'm pro-choice, pro-environment, against large corporations and the neutron bomb. But when I'm stuck on the freeway and it's hot and someone cuts me off, I think they ought to fry that son of a bitch. It's the fascist in me. Learn to speak English, get a job, get a life. It's the fascist in me. Get rid of that smell, go back where you came from. It's the fascist in me. You're a burden, you're a drain on the economy. It's the fascist in me. It's so disgusting going to the grocery store for some Häagen-Dazs on a Saturday night when you have to pass this vermin. I give to 7 charities. I've played 5 different benefits in the past month. My bumper stickers say, save the whales, visualize peace, KPFK. When someone's rude in a restaurant, I'd like to make them look at the barrel of a gun, and then we'll see how smug they are. It's the fascist in me. Wish I had the power to seize your house. Wish I had the authority to take your tongue. I'd run you naked through the middle of the town. You'd live in fear, knowing every creak of the floorboard, knock on the door, cry in the dark of night could be your last. Sometimes I just like to take out the world and decree that they all go away. Everyone's stupid and no one has anything very insightful to say. It's the price you have to pay. I'm tired of it today. I'd like another way. It's the fascist in me. This is not an optional sing-along. Normal clothes, don't have so many children. Learn to speak English, get a job, get a life. Where'd you get that car? Which drugs did you sell? How'd you get that job? Which quota did you fit? I'd like to plant my fist in the middle of your face. Don't talk so loud, don't walk so slow. If you just disappear, no one would care. Nah. Hollywood Uber Alice. Nah, 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 nah. It's the fascist in me.